totally get those feelings of lost in that light, lost in that love. And then in those days, you know, we used to have personal meetings. And then after Murali was finished, my turn came. Everything was new to me, 3-4 months, you know, I was in Gyan. Yes. And then went in front of Baba, you know, and I was really lost. And what he said, yes, I did get something, but then I was told very clearly what Baba said to me. And when Baba finished what he wanted to say, it was quite a bit of time. And then as he was going to put toli in my hand, and he put toli in my hand, and I was just going to take my hand, and he hold my hand very nicely, very gently, very softly, and then I have to look at him. And he didn't let of my hand go. And he gave drishti for some period of time. And then he gave blessing. It was such a powerful feeling. And I was very, very clear that this is it. My heart, my head, everything accepted. This is it. This is the life. This is what I want to experience. This is where I'm going to give my life to. Such a powerful feeling. Oh yeah, it didn't look. It was such a powerful current. And Baba's hand, such a soft, gentle hand. As I say, from the top to bottom, when first drishti came on me, you know, I was lost. And that night I couldn't sleep. I said, all this time I was just thinking, what is it? Because I wasn't a person who was going to put my life into anything and everything. I wanted to kind of, you know, research and experience, and then, or I wasn't even looking for religious life or spiritual life. I was happy with my life. But it happened that courses started in our home. And of course, you know, I said, I don't want to get into this. But then, your part or whatever you want to say, that there was a curiosity that if you're experiencing something and you come to something, you have to check it properly before you start to get deeper into it. So it should be clear that what you're doing. So that was my first visit. Having those kind of thoughts, I came here. So I was remembering very, very special memories of this particular hall that I met Baba first time here. When I came second time, then I really wanted to come again and again and again. I spent months here. It was 76 end, and then 18th January I spent here. Such a powerful 18th of January. In those days, the beginner ones, all the dadis, you know, most of the dadis, I would say all of dadis, they used to come for 18th January, and they used to share their experience of the yajna. And it used to be very, very special. That was my first meeting. And then when I came second time here, again, I mean, you know, you were in that time, Age-wise, I also was very young, but I would say spiritual-wise, it was baby stage. You know, really intoxicated stage over the moon, not on the earth, after having the first meeting with Baba. When I came in 78, I wasn't, you know, used to systems and customs and all that, that you're really, really fortunate. And then second time, somehow, small meeting was arranged. Only few of us. Baba's room. And Baba's room was half of that. but I thought, this is how the systems and customs will be, you know, or they might be doing this often. I don't know whether they did after that meeting, small meeting in Baba's room or not. But that was my second meeting, just few of us, maybe 25 to 30 of us. We had a meeting with Baba and picnic with Baba and, you know, whatnot, singing and and this is the life. But wasn't sure what was going to happen. But of course, after some period of time, you start to come into very much awareness that when we go in front of Baba, Baba gives us very, very strong feelings how we should be. What's our original stage? What's our eternal stage? Whatever Baba talks about, incorporeal stage or powerful churning stage or deep tapasvi stage or an angelic stage. That kind of feelings when we go in front of Baba or when we are here, it's very easy to experience. And very first time, as I said, that it was very, very powerful experience. And I thought, you know, you are changed now. This is how you will be all the time. Wasn't aware that when you go back, you know, it's not going to be same. But after a while, you are very clear knowledge-wise that you all have very, very deep, you know, things to settle, sanskars to clear, you know. And, but then that was very clear that maximum, if we really want to change, and I'm sure you all will agree with this, that this is the place that really gives us very powerful boost, dose, you know, and gives you very powerful feelings also that while you are here, at least, you know, you can see yourself. And I was just thinking, I've been here for a month now. Everything is so easy and so natural. Very easy to experience, whatever you want to experience. And the other day when I was with Dadi, and Dadi Chanki was putting stamp, that, you know, don't let your mind, because somebody asked the question that while you're here, it's easy, that yes, you're okay, and then Dadis will ask you to raise your hand that, you know, you will be like this forever. But we all know after some period of time that when you go out of here, it's not going to be same. And so Dadi was saying that, you see, what is the knowledge is saying? That we have to make our thoughts very, very determined and we have to stand on that, no matter what happens. And if we do that for some period of time, then it's going to become natural. But if our thoughts are going to be fluctuating, then we're not going to reach anywhere. So she was saying that, go with this stamp, that now there is that completion stage. I said within myself, yes, I believe very much in the blessing. But we need lots of blessings to experience that stage of completion. We all know that we are far away from our complete stage. But many times Dadi has conducted class on thoughts, and I'm not going to say something new to you, that our thoughts should be very, very pure and elevated. That we have to instill habit by listening to knowledge, creating great interest, churning the knowledge, be into that kind of environment and practice that, you know. So this is where one kind of attention comes. And second thing, she also many times says that, yes, we create very good elevated thoughts, but it's only up to the thoughts levels, it's not going any further than that. But those elevated pure thoughts has to come to the power of determination, that this is what I'm going to do. So first is elevated thoughts and pure thoughts, but then it needs lots of determination. And then if there isn't determination, it's only going to be up to thoughts level, no further than that. But further than that, it's the action level. And it's only, we all know that if I'm performing those elevated thoughts in terms of powerful determination, then it's going to come into actions. And then our deep-rooted body conscious sanskaras for a long period of time, then it's only going to change. So we all know how the process works. It's not something new. So she says that, yeah, if we really want to change our deep sanskaras, then not only up to the thoughts level, but deep-rooted sanskaras, it has to come into karma. Then the changes will take place. So I was very clear that all of us, you know, we take maximum benefit from here, and there is always that feeling that this is the place. We're going to experience very powerful stage, and up to some extent, you know, it's going to help us in our natural way. But this time, my refreshment of Madhuban, as I say, that all the memories of the past, what the time was and what the time is now. Sometimes what I have said to you about my previous experience of Madhuban, as I said that at that time it wasn't clear that this is not going to be forever. And after meditation hall, many times, I used to come every year, so I don't know how many times I have come. Meeting used to be in history hall and here. And then, as you know, the history that everything started to become small. And when Om Shanti Bhavan, when Baba started to come into Om Shanti Bhavan, we were not very happy with it. You know, it was like Baba is becoming distant now. That was the feelings in the beginning for a few years, you know. And I'm not disheartening you, don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you my feelings. Because what matters whether you are new or whether you are old? What counts? That's what I'm making the point. That it's a matter of fact of realization, you know. And Nadi many times says that we have seen throughout all these many years. And she relates the stories of the Yajna. And she relates one particular story about when Baba was present. And of course there were only few. And once she was saying that there was a box and there were beads in the box. Beads, moti, dana. And Baba was kind of looking at the beads, and Baba was putting beads on the rosary, you know, and then he was struggling. And then, after all, he says, okay, you know, one day you are in one number one, and second day you are somewhere else. And somebody else is going ahead. And with a powerful feeling, she was saying that we shouldn't give hard work to our old Baba. We should get ready that Baba, I am this bead. And so you don't have to keep removing me here, there and everywhere. So, making the our stage stable. So she was saying that throughout the yajna we have seen that, you know, the ones who comes last, they will go ahead because of the powerful realization. And some of them are old, and sometimes it's very easy that, you know, Baba sometimes mentions that up to the last day, we just have to be very cautious. Because you know that game, snake and what you call it? Even you go to the box of 99, and slightly the body consciousness will come and you come to square one. So, we just, you know what Baba said in the last Murli? It's very easy. Royal laziness, royal carelessness, lack of attention. This is what I have strongly taken. That, you know, we have to check what is royal laziness, royal carelessness, lack of attention. We experience very high stage, something comes, either we become disheartened or, you know, I'm something. So, ups and downs, ups and downs. And Baba doesn't want to see us into that stage. Ups and downs, ups and downs. Baba wants us to become really strong and stable. You can prepare your question, but I want to share one more thing of recent. We were sitting, small group, a few Madhuban sisters and few of us. And Dadi was asking everybody that just they were new and old. And Dadi was asking that recall your blessings, you know, when you went in front of Baba first time. And I want to hear that. And of course, when Baba has said something face to face to you, you know, as I can repeat my many, many blessings. But it's so because you were in front of Baba. And so, all of us, we were repeating the first, the very first blessing. And she was listening very carefully. And there were some who never went in front of Baba, but their blessing was very good. What they experienced, the first or very deep realization. So they were also relating that. And then she was saying that all of us, okay, we have received blessings, many blessings, you know. We can give Baba, the new name, the ocean of blessings. There is nothing but blessings, you know, in Baba's everything, Baba's mind, Baba's heart, Baba's words, everything. But then she was saying that after receiving all these powerful blessings, why our stage is not that powerful? What would be the reason? What would be the reason? Not have faith. What else? Yes. What else? Lack of practice. Manjuban? Why? We're not practicing. God has given us such a powerful blessings. Why are we not taking? What about you, brother? You see, okay, we are talking about some of us, we have received blessing when Baba used to give blessings face to face. And then now, Baba is giving blessings in the Murlis and Avyak Murlis. So she was making a very good point. And she was giving the results to us, in another word. She was saying that we haven't used our blessings that much, although Baba has given us the blessings. If we have used those blessings, we would have become embodiment of that. So whether we have received blessings face to face, now we receive everyday blessings in the Murli, and we have to make that blessing our personal blessings every day. And then when Avyak Bab Dada comes, he also gives us the blessings. So when we start to use, she was saying that we have used it. And that's why the souls who have used it, you can see where they have reached. And there are others. Although they have received it, but they haven't used it. So it doesn't matter how many blessings we are going to receive, but if we're not going to use it, then it's there. We will be happy repeating the blessings. As I say, I can repeat most of the blessings. Yeah. Yeah. Very good question. You see, when Baba says something to us, he sees something within us, you know. What happens that when we become Baba's children, as I was mentioning earlier, first, when it comes to all the maryadas of Brahman, I think we become very succeeded in that. You know, getting up in the morning and daily routine, coming to the class, or even nowadays we have every hour traffic control, or before we had, you know, 5 times traffic control. We all observe that, you know. But if we see what's missing there, it's whatever Baba has said to us. Because morning hours, okay, you're going to, maybe your Amritvela is good, maybe your Amritvela is not good, but one satisfaction will be there that at least I got up. Second, when I go to class, you know, yes, I have listened to Murli, and I enjoyed them early, that's fine. And then in between, you see, in the day there is 24 hours. That's a very long time actually. Okay, we might be sleeping for some hours, but rest of the times, just imagine what's gone within the soul for a long period of time, very long period of time. There is some negativity as well. Okay, we may not have that much complaint of negativity, but there is lots of waste gone in. And even now, because we don't know how to use it. And those are the moments that when there is lots of waste and negativity, and here you are saying that you are Master Almighty Authority. You know, it's up to the knowledge level you are saying that you are Master Almighty Authority. But we all know that in order to come to the stage of Master Almighty Authority, some extra work is also needed in that. Because many times this question has come, that how to receive all the powers. And if you really see for a few years, I mean, I'm noticing what you're saying, Baba's message, Baba's Murli's, he will said that, you know, yes, you are Master Almighty Authority, which is highest on high title, but I haven't got that. You know, and when any kind of situation comes, I'm muddled up, I'm lost. So, when I sit in front of Baba, actually, we have, again, very clear picture that what is the Almighty Authority stage. And it's not that we haven't got powers. On a regular basis we are sitting in front of Baba. So first stage is that I have to see I have powers, because Baba says you have powers, it's not that you don't have powers. But sometimes you also feel that when event has happened, that I was meant to use power to tolerate, or I was meant to use power to judge, or I was meant to use power to face. And then when that event has passed, and then I says, oh my God, I should have used power to tolerate, or I should have used power to face, or I should have done this, or I should have done that. So event is past. So Baba says sometimes you have powers, it's not that you don't have powers. But at that time, your intellect was caught up into something, or it wasn't in a right state. So you didn't make right decision. And so the power which you were meant to use, you didn't use it. So one thing is that, yes, through my experience of yoga, I have received that power. And one thing, somebody came in front of Baba, totally new person, and Baba was giving him very kind of, you know, high blessing. And sometimes you think, you know, what's this? But Baba was making a very good point there. Baba was saying that, you know, when you have to make decision, don't just make decision, but stabilize yourself on the forehead, on the soul conscious stage, and then you are stable in your soul conscious stage, and then connect with Baba, and then make the decision. Totally, this person, I mean, might have a little bit of knowledge. Yeah? But do you see what I'm saying? Before? My mother, she was very, very devoted, religious. So when I was very young, you know, when you're young, your parents will do, my father wasn't very much into it, but my mother, she'll make us do Hindu devotion. Yeah. My parents came, so there was no problem. After I met Baba first time? Okay. You know, when I had a very... because I was born in Uganda. And then at the age of 12, I came to India. And then age of 14, I went to England. So when I came to India, actually all my devotion feelings and everything what was little bit there in Uganda, it was gone. I says, this doesn't make any sense. I don't want to know any of this. So I finished with the religion. I don't want to know any religion. Because our neighbors were Muslims, Arabs, Christians. So I was brought up into Hindu, Christians and Islam. But we never had any problems in Uganda. Because it was like, no, nothing. You know? Where are you from? Okay, you've been around for 4 years, but let me just finish what you were saying, and then I'll come back to you, yeah? So, very first thing is that powers are there. Second thing is that to use the powers in the right way, we also need that habit. You know, when we go in front of Dadi sometimes, even when we see the way Baba works, for a while, there will be pause, stabilizing. Even Dadi Janki, you know, she'll, for a while, you know, pause, and then she'll say something, or she'll say, I'll think. So, whatever comes in front of us, if we're going to give decisions without stabilizing or without kind of understanding the situation, then we're not going to give right kind of decision, or something is going to go wrong, and this is what we find, you know. Because we need to know entire picture in order to use different powers at different time. You know. So one thing, we need the powers. Second thing, we also know how to use the power and to use it in the right time. It's like anything else. What we are saying or what we're saying, that somehow we have to make spiritual life with the practice natural. And why, you know, I know this, when traffic control came first time, that 1978, Baba says this is needed very much. Traffic control, traffic control, traffic control. So, you know, you're feeding something to your mind. Because deep-rooted body conscious sanskaras is not just going to go in a day or two or three or four. Even after 30 years, you know, I know there's lots of work needed here. It's a long term, you know, all sorts of things gone in. So to let it out in a little time. Yes, we know that very little time has left, and Baba is also warning, and we see the time and we see the entire situation of the world, and so there is that behind our mind what's going to happen. But it's instilling the habit. And this is what the Bible likes about us. You know, we are honest, especially even in the last Murli, that we are very clear to our instrument. This is what we are going through. And last time I was here 6 months ago, I was asking question to Daddy Gulzar. You know, I said, Daddy, you know what Baba says, what Daddy says, or you know your expectations on us or your hopes on us are very high, but what is the possibilities that in this little time, you know, people like us can reach? Where are we going to reach? What is the possibilities? I'm not kind of saying that, you know, it's a question of everyone. It's not just a question of one or two or three. We have got very good sense of understanding. And she said something very nice, which made sense. And that was, she was saying that if we really make very honest effort, we haven't wasted anything. And that effort was very honest, and we are very honest with Baba. Here, Baba, I did whatever I can. And then, I don't know whether you remember or not, I was in front of Baba. I think the Murli was spoken here. Baba said that the one who came late, and when that Murli was spoken, Baba says that Baba is going to give you 25% extra. I don't know whether you remember that Murli or not. And in those days, Baba used to come every alternative day. After today he will come, tomorrow he won't come, and then he'll come day after tomorrow. And everybody was very happy that we are late, and so Baba is going to give us 25%. And then Baba says, no. It's only if you're going to make honest effort that you did your best, and then Baba is going to give you that 25%. And so she was making a point that if we are honest with our effort, and we did whatever best we could have done, and then, so that was her answer. And yeah. Again, I can only tell from my experience. When I became very clear about everything, very first time when I came to Madhuban, and my feelings about Brahma Baba, I had a very good feelings, because I have seen many sadhus and sannyasis in Uganda, as my mother was very religious. England, you know, and then here I was for a couple of years in India, and so all my faith in all that sorts of things were gone. But when I looked at first time, this teacher came to our house with the white clothes. He says, India has got nothing to do. One day you will see the saint is wearing saffron clothes and white clothes, and now here's something new. But then the course started at our house. And so I have to listen. My father was very strong. I don't know what happened to him. He says, everybody has to come. And so I have to listen to 7 days. And I says, I want to get into all this new business, you know, religious. I thought it was religion. But then, you know, something happened. But I said, this is something new. It's not what I have seen and, you know, I've experienced, not very good experience from these kind of people in the past. They don't want to answer you. You have to listen to them. And why you want to listen to them? That kind of experience I had in the past with many religious people, actually. And that's why age of 12, 13, it's none of my business. Do your business and just stay away from it. But when I realized that Brahma Baba, when I looked at, in those days they were not giving the pictures of Brahma Baba, but this brother who was giving us the lesson, he was explaining us to the Trimurti picture. And I looked at that picture and I started to connect with him. I think he's a nice man. He's not like others. But I had a kind of doubts and questions. He's a nice man, but that doesn't mean that God enters that body. That was my feeling. And then, and then the final lesson, I was very clear that God comes into Dadi Gulzar, and they're combined now, and they come into Dadi Gulzar. This is a bit funny business. But as your spirituality gets stronger, and my realization became very quickly after first time coming to Madhuban, in Madhuban, I said, I missed him. He left in 69, I was here, and that 7 years gap, you know. After listening to 18th January, all the Dadis were here. In those days, when Dadis used to come here on 18th January, they used to relate their experience. And that 18th January was so special, so powerful, because there were many Dadis at that time. And it's not like what we have now. The schedule was quite different. Class starts at 10:30, then it goes up to 1 o'clock, you know? And then 4 o'clock, and then 6 o'clock, and then even late class, 9 o'clock. So, and I was very much into it. So my understanding of Brahma Baba became very clear. And there was the feelings. I missed him. Such a powerful man. You know, the man who I relate to. I haven't seen him physically, but... just 3 minutes. Beginning feeling was that I have missed this person. And even... in the atmosphere in Madhuban, even with all Brahmins, I felt they're also missing him, you know. So there was this missing feeling, especially 18th January, and when they relate the experiences. And in those days, if you really see the meetings of 70s, mid-70s and up to late 80s, Baba was kind of giving very powerful experience of Brahma Baba. And it was feelings like, Dadi sometimes mentions that, you know, especially she says that when I used to be in front of Baba, it's like, Baba is above, very avyakt, you know, like Baba's effort to go beyond, and that angelic feelings was there. But some didn't realize that, or some didn't even kind of, you know, what's this? That I have always experienced Baba in the angelic form, whereas others, they didn't. And she says, for the double foreigners, and again, after Baba left and knew Baba's children, that Baba is giving you the experience of Brahma Baba in Dadi Gulzar's body, if you really see those murlis and meetings. And after that, I started to realize, it's not the question what you have seen, you have been with, it's a question of understanding, you know. And my experience of not just Brahma Baba, but even Mama, I wouldn't personally say that, okay, I haven't seen them physically, but it's a strong bond we have with these souls from the very beginning. It's just according to the path, we were not there at that time, but it's a very, very strong bond from the very beginning. Another thing what I can say is like, there are many people, we haven't seen them, but we relate to them. And especially I would mention, I many times think, because living in Christian countries, and I've been to Italy, and you know, seeing all the main part of Christianity, Israel. And I was just thinking, the soul who has kind of established the Christianity 2000 years ago, and we have strong connection with this soul. Really, 2000 years ago, I haven't seen him, but still you feel that you connected with this soul. Whereas the souls, many, they are in front of you, they are with you, you know. There is nothing there. So it's not question of you have been with him, or question you have not been with him, but what's your inner feelings, your experience, your relation. Because, you see, Baba is taking us now, especially now, in a very subtle stage. And when we experience subtlety of knowledge, you know, Baba's experience beyond everything, then that question is not going to... Yeah, sure.
But I was doing some interesting thing, and I do it was very
powerful. No, definitely. I agree with one thing. No, good. No, no, it's good. As I say, you know, honesty is the best policy. You still here for a few days. Both of you, yeah? Yeah. Saturday. No, good. No, no, good. I'll mention to somebody. I mean, open up, it's a good one. I like your point. I like your point as well. Karma philosophy. We all have. Just imagine, when something is going here, it comes here. And what you're saying, I'm not disagreeing with it. What Baba wants, Baba really wants us to be happy. That's what Baba wants. And I can be only happy when I'm really honest, open, clean, clear. We know that method. And we know that all of us, we have to work towards to that. What you're saying regarding the Murli from Baba's time, you know, Baba loved. After Baba has spoken the Murli, Baba will create the group, or group will go in front of Baba. What was this point for? Or what was this? Baba Murli was very nice. Baba, this was this, that, that. And they used to discuss, and they used to go for a walk, and they used to chant the Murli, you know. So it's gone in them. That's missing within us. That deep effort is missing us. I agree with that. And once you are doing that, you know, they're solving their problems, they're becoming very clear about everything, and the spiritual path becomes clear for them. I personally have got very strong feelings that, you know, you read the Murli, you listen to Murli, but even then, you have to create a group, discuss the Murli, talk with somebody, at least find one or two who can relate. One would be enough. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. And if you will do it, and if you will create one, other will start doing it. No, really, yeah. And it's a good habit. You know, if you haven't understood anything, or if you're not clear about anything, it's better to ask somebody. Mm-hmm. No, tomorrow suggest we want to discuss more about Murli and how to go into deep in the Murli. You know, suggest that you're still here for a few days. Okay, I'm going in a few minutes, in a few hours, but I'll mention to somebody. I will. I really enjoy it very much. It's better to go. Huh? Really? Sure. I'm going to put your request to the right person. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, sure. It was nice. Sometimes exchange is very good. You know what we all are looking for. It's not just you getting something, I'm also, you know, getting something out of everyone. Thank you very much. Definitely, you're here for a few days. And I'm going to request to Shilben that you want more depth of Murli. Definitely. Oh, definitely. I will tell her. Om Shanti. Thank you very much. 1 minute silence.
Thank you.